This is the Saturday Night Harness Preview with Dan Malecki and Rob Orber.
And as usual, another big Saturday night of harness racing action as we head to Melton Entertainment Park for 10 races. And some of the very best in harness racing are the marquee horses, including Just Believe, Catch a Wave and Better Eclipse. It'll be a big weekend of harness action from the Good Friday meets to the interstate venues with Bathurst and Wagga and Launceston and, of course, Echuca on Sunday and Charlton on Monday. So it's a huge week. Weekend, plenty of harness racing action. Rob Orber joins me, thanks to Ben Studd, to look at the Saturday night harness preview at Melton. Hello, Rob.
Yeah, hello, Danny. Hello, everyone. Welcome to this massive weekend, as you mentioned, with all the racing. Hard to keep up with it all, that's for sure, but we're looking forward to it. And we've got 10 races at Melton on Saturday night. I'll be hosting the Trots Vision coverage, and, of course, we'll be bringing you all the action on RSN as well. So we're looking forward to a great night's racing and some good quality horses engaged too, Dan.
Yeah, it certainly is. It's a good card, isn't it, Rob? And we kick off the Ben Studd Standard Red sponsored Saturday Night Harness Preview with the Allied Express Trot, race number one of 10. Is it 6:27? And it's a good race, Rob. It's got a mix of experienced horses and up-and-coming horses. Some have had more experience than others, but I find it an exciting race with particularly the unbeaten Amigos and the in-form Hephaestus Phoenix. And I think we know what we can get from Ki Yang Z, who's been terrific, and a mare like Ebony's Avenger, who's really stepped it up of late.
Yeah, I think I've changed the numbers of my selections a few times, and I think the five horses that you mentioned, Danny, or most of them, are pretty much all in the mix of winning chances. And look, I end up settling with number five, Amigos. You know, I didn't know what to expect when he won first up at Cobram as an eight-year-old back in January, and I thought he wasn't very well handicapped being a maiden up against horse that had won races, and he did that pretty easily. Then he went to Shepparton, did that easily. Then he went to Terang and got the job done and bolted in there and got the job done again at Ballarat. And here he is, five runs in. He's at Metropolitan level, and I've got to pick him on top. Winning form is good form. He's got gate speed. He's a lovely type. And, you know, well done. Kudos to Lisa Pitt and Mark Pitt. They've done a phenomenal job with this trotter. He's an eight-year-old, and there's no reason why he can't step up again here, and I'm going to tip him on top, five Amigos on top. From six, Zebek, who I thought could run a very good race. He's got gate speed to also put himself into a handy spot. David Moran taking the drive. 10 King Zena, horse that you referred to, Danny, terrific in the Charlton Trotters Cup. Chased home Kai Valley Hotspur after backing up after 24 hours, having won at Mount Gambier. Before that was second at Horsham behind Mercenary. That's really strong form. I think she's got a strong winning chance. Seven, Hephaestus Phoenix, who draws a wide barrier. Wouldn't surprise me to see maybe, you know, driven a bit more quieter with speed inside. You might see this horse be driven a little bit differently. An eight, Ebony's Avenger, will probably be hoping that Royal Charlotte can show its gate speed to be right up there. So it's a good race, but look, five, six, ten, and then seven and eight for mine. So I think it's a very good race to open up proceedings.
It certainly is. Interesting round of the first turn, because Hephaestus Phoenix does have the gate speed, and Amigos has led it every time it's been in the races, four from four. So a good way to start the night, though. Race one, my tips are five, Amigos on top, five, seven, eight, and ten. Race two, the Lifestyle Communities Pace. This is over the 1,720 metres, Rob.
Yeah, and look, again, I sort of looked at this race, Classic Mission, three starts, three wins here in Australia, draws barriers 1,700, and you sort of look at, what's the horses that can beat this horse? Look, and I just came back again. You just can't knock winning form, and this horse has been winning, and most importantly, he's winning and winning running time. And even though he's drawn seven, we've seen him do it tough. We've seen him run really fast sectionals, and I can't tip against a horse that's going so well. And I'm tipping him on top. Would I back him? Probably not, but I don't want to tip against him, and I don't really want to bet against him either. So I've gone with him, 7 Classic Mission. 5 Roryville, very good win last time round at Melton. Just sat off the speed, peeled off him, and savaged line over to 1,200. We know he's got gate speed to be really handy. 6 Dance Away comes out of some pretty strong company. Came through the Horsham Pacing Cup, Ararat Pacing Cup. It's got to be good form line for a race of this calibre. 10 LB2 Change, he's racing well. You know he's going to be hitting the line. And 11 Twisted Bliss, very similar first up after a break. So look, 7 on top, Classic Mission. Form line reads well. 5 Roryville, good win last time. 6 Dance Away, and then we've got the 2 Swoopers, 10 and 11 in the second event.
Look, I thought he might be just slightly vulnerable, Classic Mission, from that wide gate, Rob. All of his wins have been impressive, no doubt, but he's got the pegs every time. And I'm not saying it's the most crucial aspect to his chances here, but I think you've summed it up well. He's going to be hard not to tip, but, you know, not necessarily the horse you want to back, depending on what price he might come up. I've gone with Roryville. I like his rapid improvement over to that shorter trip, but he should be cherry ripe for this now. I think Sly Terror, the stablemate of Classic Mission's going well enough to be a good chance each way. So I've tipped 5, 8, 7, and 2. Race 3, Colin Redwood Memorial, Victorian Standardbred Trotters Association Handicap Final. And, well, you would have seen quite a few of these. It makes for a pretty interesting race, certainly a most open affair.
Yeah, and I've called a few of these heats leading up to into this, Danny, as well. And it was hard not to be impressed with the performance of Lovesky at Maryborough throughout the week. Look, one thing about Gary Donaldson, he's a fantastic horseman, and he's got the ability to produce horses first up on many occasions. I've seen him do that over many, many years. And he produced Lovesky first up at Maryborough and had no luck in the race. It had to sit without cover. It was a solid enough race, but just the way the horse just responded and found the line, quick backup, I don't think it's going to worry it. He's only had the 5 starts, but he's an impressive type. He'll run a very good race here, number 4, Lovesky. I've selected him on top to defeat 6 Illawong Lara J, who, look, you know, I've always been a little bit dubious about this horse, but I really loved what I saw at Cranbourne the other night. She really hit the line. I mean, she's got to be driven quietly. She'll go for a smother. Greg Sugars will nurse her, but the way she savaged the line was really impressive. I think she'll be flying home at the finish. 6 Maestro, who bolted in and won really impressively at Ballarat. Probably this has got more depth this race, but obviously can get up on the speed. I expect it to run well. 9 Antonov, who I thought had its chance to beat Lovesky at Maryborough with the race fitness, so I'm not sure whether it can turn the tables there. And at number 3, Aldebaran Boyd, I think is going really well, can run a consistent race. But I think the main two for mine are 4, Lovesky, like it, and I think the danger 7, Illawong Lara J. 4, 7, 6, and then 9 and 3.
And I've also got Lovesky on top, 4, 12, 9 and 7. Race 4 is the Tab Uncle Patrika Trotters Free For All. Sebastian's Boy is a scratching. Initially, when I looked at it, I thought, it's just made the water for Just Believe. But the fact that RC Phoenix has drawn inside of it, it might make it really interesting over the 1,720 metres, Rob.
Yeah, look, and I'm very much like you, Dan. I thought, you know, okay, Just Believe, he's clearly the horse to beat. Same thing here. You got to tip him. Would you back him? Probably not, because he'll be too short anyway. Is there a chance that he could get tested? Yes. And who's the horse that could test him is 2 RC Phoenix. And look, he went to Menangle at his latest outing. That was on the Miracle Mile night. And I know I caught up for dinner with Peter Sfinozio, and they were pretty upbeat about his chances that night at Menangle. And unfortunately, he really made a mess of the start. And we see that sometimes when horses travel away and they can get a bit stirred up in a different environment, big crowd, lot of noise that night on track with the band and everything that was going on. But look, you know, you know he's going to run a big race. So look, 3 Just Believe, 2 RC Phoenix. I'd certainly be including him in my early quaddie. And yeah, if he gets out to silly odds, I'd be happy to have a little nibble on him as well to really test this champion, try to Just Believe. I think 4 Olavici, you know, first up, he was looked after. He'll get fitter. He could just be parked off the speed here, and that could be a good spot for him if those two other horses decide to really cut at each other. I think he'll improve Olavici. And 6-1 overall, who also, you know, was in an impossible position at Charlton. It was a slowly run race. It was back in the field, was never going to make ground, but it did run on very strongly. So, again, he'll keep improving. So, very good race. Type of quaddy, but I'd be happy to put all four of them in. Obviously, Just Believe's the horse to beat, and then take a secondary quaddy with RC Phoenix. But, look, 3, 2, 4, and 6 for race four.
And I'm 3, 2, 4, and 1. First leg of the quaddy is the renowned Silverware Pace. I would think Recuo Slammer probably starts the favourite on the back of its very consistent form and the good gate here, Barrier 1.
Yeah, and very hard to go past him because of that. He's got a beautiful draw here where he'll race up on the speed. He's going well enough. I mean, that form, you know, behind Little Louis, the Lost Storm, you know, Radius, it reads really well. He's such a consistent pacer. Stable's in great form. Jack Law gets the drive and will give his horse every chance. I thought it'd be very hard to beat here, number one, Rikiro Slammer. I've tipped him on top. 11 final collects, very smart horse, and we know that. Look, he did some work last time round. This is probably an easier assignment for final collect. I think he's the class runner. I just think the barrier draws a little bit against him, but we've seen him produce some really good performances. He's going to be even fitter from that first up run. He's clearly the danger because he's a class horse. Non-Peril number 9, 10 Heavenly Charm, both horses that will be running on very strongly. Look, 1 ahead of 11 and then 9 and 10.
Yeah, I'm 1, 8, 11 and 10. I thought Jillaby Jack Sparrow had a really good chance as well. 1, 8, 11 and 10. We're halfway through the Saturday Night Harness preview for Melton, and this preview is brought to you by Ben Stud Standardbreds. It's a very important time, a busy time for all of the major the studs, and we've got the Melbourne sales only a few weeks away now, and Ben Stud are going to feature prominently with some magnificent yearlings, Rob.
Yeah, and we actually went through quite a number of them last week. We'll touch on some others here today. Sunday the 14th of April is the sale at the Melbourne Yearling Sales at the Melbourne Inglis Oaklands Junction. The sale commences at 11 o'clock. Inspection day on Friday the 12th of April for those people wishing to go and view their horses. The sale parade's on Saturday the 13th of April starting at 12 o'clock. It'll be a fantastic sale. Ben Stud have got some amazing bred youngsters in the sale. We'll touch on a few last week. We'll touch on a few more today. Lot 253 is a lovely filly by Captain Treacherous out of Gemstone. It's a very good family out of Kualoa, and you go back through the actual dam line, and if anyone's out there looking for a filly to breed on with, I mean, the bloodlines here, certainly for Lot 253, the Captain Treacherous filly out of Gemstone. Lot 258 catches in great interest. It's a colt by Better's Delight out of La Vitesse, a lovely family out of the Changeover family. Won, what, $2.4 million left change down, who then became a dam of One Change, who won over $600,000. So that's Lot 258, a beautiful colt by Better's Delight. Another filly out of Better's Delight is Lot 314, which is out of a mare by Reach for the Till, which comes out of the Twist and Twirl family, and, of course, who have, was the dam of King of Swing. So, again, a beautiful bloodline family, that filly family, Lot 314, Better's Delight, out of Reach for the Till. Down by the seaside, Lot 324, out of by Rock and Roll Magic, or out of Rock and Roll Magic, who is a wonderful race mare, as we know. She won $466,000. That's a very strong family, of course. The dam of Rock and Roll Magic was All the Magic, which is the mother of Ride High. So Lot 324, that colt's going to bring a lot of attention. And one more that we'll have a look at is Lot 356, which is a colt by Captain Treacherous out of Vina May, and that comes out of the family of Tara Royal, Tara Royale and Delightful Tara, Atara, some really good bloodlines and some winners out of that family, Lot 356. So they're just some of the lots. We talked about a number of them last week. We've got plenty more to talk about next week, and make sure that you have a look at the Ben Stud category. It's a great catalogue, and they've got some beautiful colts and fillies on sale at the Melbourne sale at the Inglis Junction. They're on Sunday the 14th of April.
Well, let's build up a bank so we can get some shares in some of those quality yearlings. The Garrard's Tiger Tara free-for-all is race number 6. Rob, and I would think it's close enough to a match between Better Eclipse and Catch a Wave. So which way have you gone?
No, I've gone Catch a Wave. Look, I think, you know, he... he had that little bit of a setback. He gets off the front row. We know he's got brilliant gate speed. He'll be fitter. I think he can get the job done. I think he'll be very hard to beat. So I'm going to stick with him here, number five, Catch a Wave. He's been a little bit of an enigma for some people, I suppose, at times when he goes out favourite and he gets beaten. But, you know, I think he can bounce back here. So I'll go race six, number five, Catch a Wave, as a horse to be very hard to beat. Obviously, the danger, Better Eclipse, who had a pretty torrid run, didn't he, at Menangle on the 9th of March. But he'll bounce back here. He'll be the main danger. 6888, the old time of the Jess Tubbs team, Amy Tubbs drives. He's an old marvel. He went terrific last week. He'll run well again. And number one, which is Vanquish Stride, will get the soft trip on the pegs. But five on top, I think it'll be very hard to beat ahead of 2, 6, and 1.
Yeah, I flip of the coin just about for me, and Better Eclipse 2 ahead of 5, Catch a Wave, and then 6 and 7, 2, 5, 6, 7, Catch a Wave. Needed the run last week, which is no surprise, and I reckon he's got further improvement, but he's also got great quality. After this run, he'll go to Menangle next week, and he'll be on a flight to the Nullarbor, the pacing race, of which he'll be one of the favourites, no doubt, in a few weeks' time. So that's race number six. Rob, race seven, the Swift Signs three-year-old pace. There's a really good race. There's a lot of form lines here, a lot of winning form lines, and our Luciano, who's a quality horse, don't know what to make of his first run. He can only improve off it, but gee, did some things wrong, and Kingman likewise, talking about doing some things wrong. He can, but he's first up.
Yeah, really good race. Look, seven, Kingman, we know he's got loads of talent. He's a strong boy. He won a trial recently at Melton. He did it well. He's drawn out in barrier seven, but it is over to 22.40. We know he's very strong. And look, I think he can win here first up. Stables in form at the moment. Emma Stewart's team going well. And he's always showed to be a really, really nice colt. And I think he can win the race. I think the danger is Jillaby Illuminate. This is an untapped filly, Danny, who's just got so much raw talent. The speed that she shows is quite phenomenal. She draws barrier one. We haven't seen her being used out of the gate. I wouldn't imagine that they'd want to get into a war for the lead, but certainly try to hold up into a really prominent position. And, you know, what we have seen of her, she can sprint and she can sprint fast. And I think, you know, she will run a mighty race and she won't be too far away here at the finish. So seven on top from one. Our Luciano, a little bit like yourself, Danny, what do you make of that first up run? What we saw of this horse last time, he's got a lot of ability. He actually started off his career a little bit in a similar fashion last time and just kept getting better as the campaign went on. And knowing Keith pretty well, I'd say that will be the case with this horse too. He'll just keep getting better and better with each run. But there were some quirks on that particular first up run that you wouldn't have been happy. He broke at the start. You know, he looked like he was going to win the race, and for whatever reason, he switched off hitting the line. So, you know, I'm sure that Keith will have him a bit more sharper this time, and we know he's a good horse. So 7, 1, and 8 on top. 3, Sweet Nikki Lou. Lovely filly, this one of Aaron Dunn. She's still got a lot to learn. She's very well bred by Sweet Lou out of Nikki Bandwagon. And we know Nikki Bandwagon was a very good horse. And she's got the physique to suggest that she's got a really big future. So I'm really interested to see how she measures up against these. 7, 1, 8, and 3. Very good race. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, I'm same order, 7, 1, 8, and 3. And when we get an idea of the prices here, it could make a big difference to which direction you want to have a bet on, because Jubilee Illuminate's very good. Kingman could be in attractive odds. He could be too short. Now, Luciano likewise. So interesting betting market here. Could well decide on, the horse that I'd push him in to be backing. But at this stage, I think Kingman and Jillaby Illuminate and our Luciano, they're group one horses, I think. Jillaby Illuminate might be there yet. The other two have been in those races, but I think she'll head that way, Rob.
Yeah, no doubt. And you know, you mentioned the market. I mean, you only had to see last week, you know, I mean, we were pretty keen on Little Louie, weren't we? And it opened up $10 last week and started favourite. So I'm tipping that we'll be picking the eyes out of the markets for this week as well. And if there's anything that opens up, if you're not listening to the show, maybe all our listeners can get the best odds first.
Absolutely. It was $10 into about $2.80, and you made it sound like it was a $1.60 shot. So well done there. Rob, the eighth event, the Nutrien Equine Pace, and an interesting race. Dollagiri's going really well. Backline draw, $1. Well, sorry, I was looking at the Good Form Market listed as odds on. So it's hard to ignore him, but again, relevant to price as to, you know, whether you get keen on him or not.
Yeah, look. He comes into the race as a 91 rater, and when you compare ratings, he's clearly the horse to beat. So, you know, he's going well enough. I mean, the form behind Classic Mission has to be really respected. It's very strong. So, look, he's the horse to beat, and you'd expect him to go well. Eight, What Did You Say, came out of the Wangaratta Cup. Normally, you know, you go back three runs ago, Gumbau Cup, second behind Earl of Pembroke, and, you know, is a good stayer, so you'd expect this horse to run a good race. I've got my mare, Seven Labelle Bijou. I'm sort of looking forward to this race with this mare. One thing about her, we've always felt she's a really, really strong stayer, and we've been hoping, we wish there were more marathon races around. We've actually struck one here with her, which is a 2700. I think it's right down her alley. I think the distance will be really suiting her. And she's going well enough. So I'll be having something on her if she's nice each way odds. So hopefully they're not listening to the show when we can get double figure odds. But I will have a spec bet on her myself because I'm expecting her to run a great race. Six Quiet Storms going really well. So interesting race. 9, 8, 7 as my best roughie for tonight, and Six Quiet Storm.
My numbers are similar, 9, 8, 6 and 7. And that's right, the key to the race is the distance, the 2760. And hopefully they don't ring the bell too early, Rob. Race number 9 is the 2 Construct Trot. Tripod is out here. Plenty of chances. Interesting runner is Moonwalker. Interested on your take on how he trialled?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I wasn't that happy. It did run time. I just didn't like the way it finished its last 50 metres of the trial. So I don't think Kate was that happy either, just quietly. But, yeah, he just seemed to have switched off. But, you know, maybe he just needed that trial. He hadn't been around since the 8th of December. He's had a change of stable. So maybe they're just sorting him out. I'm going to stick with 7 Kiang Stuka. I like this trotter. He's only had the 9 starts. He's a couple of wins prior to the failure at Charlton last start, I thought was full of merit. He does step up, but he's got some pretty good form, you know, behind High Step, who we thought was a nice trotter as well. So I'm going to stick 7 Kiang Stuka on top. I'm prepared to forget last start. It was a standing start, and I don't think it really suited him. Back to the mobile, he could be the change for this horse to get back into the winner's list. 5 Moonwalker, look, we know he's a really good horse. I mean, he's won 4 from 19. He just didn't finish off that trial too good on Tuesday at Melton. So, you know, again, I'm not sure what to make of it. We do know they did run quick time, so he might have just got a little bit tired. So, look, he can run well. Number 10, which is Aldebaran Demi, comes out of some solid form line behind Hephaestus Phoenix. That's good form for a race of this calibre. I think we've got to respect Aldebaran Demi. And I was really taken by the win of Imperial Monarch at Terang. It was a very, very strong win, and it hit the line really well. I suppose the key for mine was that Jason Lee sort of elected to drive Kiang Stuka, which pushed me that way. So 7 on top for mine, ahead of 5, 10 and 8.
I'm looking for value here. I think Leanne can run a really big race, Rob, and 1 each way. So from 7, 5 and 10, 1, 7, 5, 10. Race 10, the Elabar Pace to wind things up at 11 p.m.
Look, number 7, Major Manbar, going really well. This is not an overly strong race, so you would expect Major Manbar to really put himself into this race. And, again, form around Classic Mission holds the key for mine. So I'll go Major Manbar on top. 3 for 2nd Jack O'Connor. I think he's got the gate speed here to really be a chance of finding the lead. And if that was the case, could run a great race. I think Mirakuru can be a big improver here. I think Steve Cleave will have this horse pretty right now after two runs back from a spell. He hasn't drawn a barrier either of his two starts, first up or second up. I think he'll be much more forward in condition. I like the fact that he's drawn two, and I think he'll run a really good race here, 10 Mirakuru. And I've put in number 10, Monomia, for fourth, who probably drops back in class. She's been racing against much stronger fields. Fitter now, you'd expect her to be hitting the line a bit better. So 7, 3, 2 and 10.
And I am 3, 2, 7 and 10. Jack O'Connor on top, but a tougher race the last. Okay, Rob, what about your best bets?
Okay, best bets. Look, I'll stick with race 5, number 1, Rikiro Slammer, and race 6, number 5, Catch a Wave. I thought both horses would be out in front and both be hard to run down. So race 5, number 1, race 6, number 5. I thought value, best value, maybe race 9, number 7, Kiang Stuka. I thought comes into it well. And I also thought race 3, number 4, Lovesky. Both value chances, they should be around that $3.50, $4 mark, and they both should run really good races. And my best roughie was in race 8, number 7, LaBelle Bijou. I'm expecting her to run a very good race on Saturday night.
My best, race 5, number 1, like you, Rikiro Slammer. Each way, race 2, number 5, Roryville. And my value, my long shots, race 9, number 1, Leanne. Plenty of really good harness racing action over the weekend. Happy Easter, Rob, and most importantly, happy harnessing.
Yeah, happy Easter, everyone. Happy harnessing. We'll be on Trot's Vision. Big thank you to Ben Studd. Make sure you get that Nutrient catalogue and run through all their progeny. They've got some magnificent types, colts and fillies, and we'll talk more about those next week leading up to the Melbourne yearling sale.